Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CatCast episode number 453. I'm your host, GBD, here in Long Island, New York. As always, we're joined by a man who just got home from work and is now recording a video game podcast.
I haven't actually seen my daughter yet.
She's asleep, right?
She's probably asleep. She may be in bed just laying down, but yeah. I haven't actually spoken to her.
You mean like awaiting sleep to arrive?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Pre-sleep.
Pre-sleep.
I think that counts as sleeping.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
just, you but, know.
She'll be surprised when she wakes up in the morning to find out that I still live here.
You think so?
No.
Shipwreck, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm here.
You're still here?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Excellent.
It's all going well. E3 planning is in full swing. It's just about over.
Because the schedule is almost full.
The schedule is pretty full. We've got our standard rejections.
From who? Who are our standard rejections from?
Warner Brothers.
I thought we usually get Warner Brothers appointments.
We haven't for like the past 3 years, maybe.
Oh. I say the last time I was there, they said no to us. So since my last trip.
Because I remember we got to see Mortal Kombat. The first one, like the reboot. That was a long time ago.
That's a generation ago.
Man, that's when we were so cool. When we could get those hot appointments.
Well, it's just appointments. Since fewer and fewer companies are at these things, there's more people trying to get these appointments.
There's more space on their schedule, and it pushes us out.
The
little guy.
Right.
The tall guy.
But.
And the little guy. And the redhead.
Well, sure. I'll be home.
Right.
There might be enough time to just sit there and wait in line, though, if there's something we really want to see.
Right, because the show's looking a little on the small side.
That South Hall, I showed you guys the map of that, I think.
Yeah.
Man, that looks rough.
Do you think we could get like a last-minute booth? Like at a really good price?
Oh, yeah. There's still booths available.
Think they would cut us a deal, or that would be like bad?
No, fun? I don't think they can because they're too busy. Like, they don't want to charge less than what they did for the VR porn booth to be there.
There's a VR porn booth?
There is a VR porn booth at E3 this year.
Huh.
Just scheduling appointments.
Oh, not on the show floor.
No, on the show floor.
Oh. When's our appointment?
When do you want it to be? I'm sure they have plenty of spots available. This is in...
I don't think... See, I feel like VR porn... I might need to check out. I might need to get an appointment.
Okay,
I think people want to know about that.
Are you going to feel comfortable having everybody know you are trying it?
Here's the deal. Okay, here's what we need to do. We need to get the first. That needs to be the first appointment on the first day because I don't want any of that shit touching me after these other scumbags get their face on it. You know what I'm saying?
That, and it'll also be the closest to when you've most recently masturbated, so you won't even be like in the mood.
It's okay. I can evaluate a technology as it relates to pornography. It's not like it's like a cock ring that I'm testing out, right? We recognize that.
I don't know.
You don't know that there's no cock ring involved. There's no guarantee.
That might be what they're handing out. I'm not sure.
Well, they can hand it out, but
it's branded.
Wombat's got dibs on that, by the way. If you get a cock ring,
I'll take it.
But this isn't that little.
Me.
You know the little shady booths area, like the micro booths.
What is the VR porn company? It's a company that's producing VR.
It's a company. It's an existing porn company,
like Vivid or something.
They say they're one of the leaders in the industry.
What's the name of the company? I'll tell you if they're a leader.
Let me get into my email. The name of the company.
See, I subscribe to the theory that porn, VR and porn is just a bad idea unless you have really good locks on your doors, and you're very thorough.
Naughty America.
What's it called?
Naughty America.
I'm not familiar with them, I'm happy to say.
Me neither.
They included a link in their invite to their website, which is definitely just full-on porn when you click it.
Interesting.
Yeah. But, yeah, they're in that little, like, you know what I'm talking about, the small booths. They're all lined up in the back of South Hall.
Yeah, I know. Some of them sell you things.
So it's not like everybody's going to know that you're sitting there watching
porn. I'm a professional, right? I'm not there because I need to get off, right? I'm there because I need to report back to our listeners. But I can tell you right now.
You get off on our listener satisfaction.
How long do you have to sit in the chair afterwards? What's that?
Before you're comfortable standing up.
I'm not going to get a boner watching VR porn. I'm telling you, VR and porn.
Shipra, you need to be our witness and let us know if Chibi gets a boner watching
right.
VR porn.
Shipra, keep your hand in my lap while I watch, and then you can gauge. I think that'll
be how we rate how good this is.
Right. I think, look, eventually, just like VR and gaming, there'll be a really good a product, a VR porn product. I highly doubt it's going to be at E3 2016. Just like I doubt.
Why is it at E3 2016?
Because they want to get money. They want to get investors. And it's a cheap to get a booth there in that section probably doesn't cost very much.
They're probably a local company, so there's no traveling involved.
Because all the porn happens out there.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, why not? Give it a shot. Maybe they'll meet somebody who's got some.
Turning your broken dreams into wet dreams.
I was going to say, like,
if you're interested in meeting with Ian, I can set that up.
I don't know. I might be interested, but we'll have to look at the schedule and see if I could fit it in. Get it? See what I did there? Did you hang up? Hello?
Yeah.
All right. How about some show feedback?
Sure. LTrain8765 has to say, Wombat spoiling that Uncharted moment is so unprofessional. I mean, he literally gives 1 second of notice before revealing it. Cheapy, you should edit that out. The silence from Cheapy and Shipwreck is like they are saying, did he really just reveal that? This is not a being too sensitive to spoiler moments. This game is 3 weeks old, and you spoil a moment that was pretty amazing. Maybe you should let Cheapy and Shipwreck handle the new game analysis.
Okay, I have a question. Sure. I'm not sure what the moment was that he's talking about, but I don't want to spoil it for somebody by just throwing things out there. I haven't played any more of the game since we've talked about it. It's about the game within the game, right?
Mm-hmm. That's what we're talking about. Sitting on the couch, yes.
Okay.
And just that moment.
You know, that type of stuff, I would read stuff like that in video game reviews. You know, maybe not for this particular game, but I've read very specific things, like moments that aren't considered important to the plot, but are like very cool moments that happen in the game that I could sort of consider spoilery, but I've seen it, you know, and that's why one of the reasons why I don't read reviews that much anymore. But that type of thing seemed like fair game to me in like a written game review. No? Am I off?
No, I think you're fine with that. I can see where people get upset about it just because this particular thing was a fun moment that if you hadn't gotten to, now it's kind of
less fun.
Yeah, less fun.
It does happen within an hour of the game, though, really. Maybe two hours into the game. We're not talking about something that happens 15 hours in. We're not talking about something that has any, you know, real bearing on the plot at all.
Right. I mean,
it's not.
Have you finished this game?
I haven't.
No way.
And again, if there's something else that happens, I didn't spoil that because I don't even know what it is.
Well, look, I don't think that I think that a listener would have every right to be upset by that. I think, you know, you should have given. I didn't really notice it.
I don't think that there's any reason for someone to be upset about that.
Really?
What's your address, yeah. Wombat? I think people need to send some letters here.
It's not a huge... I don't think it's a huge deal.
I think it is a being too sensitive to spoilers moment.
I would say...
It's,
in the future, maybe be more sensitive and say, this might be a spoiler and I'm going to count to five.
I did. I just, yeah, I guess I didn't count long enough before saying
maybe,
spoiler.
Maybe.
I don't know. It's not like I said Darth Vader is Luke Skywalker's father.
Okay. I think I agree with you there.
It would be more like me saying, I don't know, Luke and Leia kiss. See, which also happens in The Empire Strikes Back.
Why does it have to be all about Star Wars?
Because I'm using the same movie as my reference. Like, what would you consider a spoiler of Empire Strikes Back?
Luke and Leia kiss. That seems like a spoiler to me.
Yeah, sort of. I don't know.
Sort of.
Who cares? Let's talk about something else. There's more interesting things to talk about.
There are?
I don't know. I saw a good movie.
What'd you see?
A really good movie. But I don't know that you guys would like it, either of you guys. It's called Tale of Tales. It's a fantasy movie, like fairy tales, but it's a dark fairy tales. So think like...
So Shrek.
No, it's not for kids.
Is it a foreign movie?
It might be directed by a European person. I'm not 100% sure, but it has American actors in it.
It has Selma Hayek in it.
Right, and John C. Reilly.
I see that.
I would recommend, if you like fantasy movies and dark.
Do I have
darkness,
to pay to see this movie?
It's in the rental phase right now. So eventually it'll be out on stuff where you don't have to pay. But Mrs. Cheapy and I really liked it. It's not for kids. I can't emphasize that enough. Don't even have the kids, kick the kids out of the house while you watch this just to be safe that they don't walk in. But it's really good. If you liked, I don't know, I equated it to Princess Bride, but on crack, because it's...
It did make $9,000 in its opening weekend.
It's a small movie, for sure. But I really liked it. And I found myself thinking about it several days after, just to make sure that I, picked up on everything. So I think somebody should watch it and get back to me.
I watched...
Tale of Tales.
I watched Star Wars The Force Awakens on Monday.
It's still garbage, right?
No, it's a good movie. I like that.
It's not a good movie.
It's a good movie.
It's fine.
What?
Oh.
you think Force Awakens was garbage? I don't remember this.
It's not garbage. It's fine.
It's not garbage.
It's,
you don't have to love
it. It's the fourth best
bad.
Star Wars movie by a lot. Right?
I don't know.
No, it's not the fourth best Star Wars movie by a lot. Is it the fourth best Star Wars movie?
It's,
whoa, you have to think about that?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm a little surprised.
I'm not particularly high on Return of the Jedi.
I think the first half of Return of the Jedi is better than The Force Awakens, but I think The Force Awakens is better than the second half of Return of the Jedi.
Wait, what? The Force? The whole... I don't know, forget that.
The first half...
Yeah.
He doesn't like the Ewoks.
Yeah, not even that. It's everything past the Tatooine in Return of the Jedi is kind of muddy.
Yeah, but there's kind of muddy, and then there's like ridiculous.
I think The Force Awakens is better than that second half of Return of the Jedi.
Are you going to pick parts of the movies that being better than
You brought this up. I was just going to say that
I'm not cutting up the movies and say like, oh, the part of the movie is better than a whole...
The third or fourth best Star Wars film is pretty good.
Yeah. I was just going to say that I watched The Force Awakens with my BB-8 robot.
Your BB-8 robot? I thought you bought that for your son.
I mean my son's birthday present BB-8 robot.
Right.
And it was pretty cool.
Wait, you took it out of the box already?
Yeah, his birthday was yesterday.
Oh, okay.
But we gave it to him on Monday because it was, the day off from school and it was raining outside. So we're like, we gave him his birthday present a day early. We're such terrible parents. I don't know. I don't see where you're going.
I figured you were home alone and you just wanted to watch the movie by yourself.
No. We watched it together. I watched it with him.
Oh,
we
didn't mention that he was there.
The couch. Yes, my son was there. We watched the movie together.
Right.
With BB-8 and my daughter, I should say, all three of us watched The Force Awakens together.
But mainly just Wombat and BB-8.
Right. That's
me and my BB-8.
There might have been some other people there.
Yes. It's pretty cool. His head moves. Yeah. He looks at you at scary parts.
What does he do the second time that Han mentions that Chewie's bowcaster is really awesome?
He goes, No, he doesn't.
He powers down. Mm-hmm. Does he get excited? I mean, that part, honestly, that does sound cool to hear the BB-8 integration.
From someone who got a robot doorbell, I expect less.
It's not a robot, dude. It's a camera doorbell. It doesn't move at all. That would be cool, though. I like the idea of a robot doorbell. Could get rid of the people that you don't want hanging around your doorstep.
You are one Amazon purchase away from having Rosie the Robot from the Jetsons in your house.
If they had that, I would like that.
I know you would. But yeah, no, it's cool. It's the Spiro BB-8.
Yeah, everybody knows what that fucking thing is.
I know. I'm just saying.
When it's like $40, I'll check it out.
I got it for, I think it was like 100.
We're getting there.
Which is still, 30% off or something.
Getting there. Mm-hmm. Almost there. I mean, that's what I meant to say. Almost there.
I understood your reference.
I know, but I was emphasizing it.
Yep.
Also, for Watch This Bitches, I just want to give a shout out. Are you still watching Lucifer, Wombat?
No, I watched the pilot, and that's kind of where I gave up.
Really? Because we're on the second to last episode of the season, and Mrs. Chibi and I really like it.
Okay.
It feels like, when you compare it to, Flash and Arrow, it's much better. The writing is way better. The jokes are way funnier. It's surprisingly funny, actually. It's got like physical comedy a little bit as well. I really like the guy who plays Lucifer. He does a really good job. Tom Ellis, I think his name is.
Okay.
But I think you should stick with it. It's pretty interesting, I think. And I'm not familiar with the comic at all, but...
Neither am I. I don't think I've ever read it.
That might be a good thing. Didn't seem to bother me at all. But,
and I have not watched an episode since the pilot, but I did watch the entire season of Legends of Tomorrow. So really, what is my opinion?
Yeah, how could you stick with that? And you said it was horrible as you were watching it.
Oh, no, it's bad.
And same with Arrow.
Yep. Yes, Arrow was terrible. Arrow was so bad. Did you see my tweet? I was very proud of the JPEG I made on Frinkiac.
I did see that, yes.
Yes. I made that.
You should probably tell people what it was.
It's just that there's the Itchy and Scratchy Land episode of The Simpsons when they drive through the shortcut and Homer says, "Let us never speak of that shortcut again." I took that screen cap from Frinkiac, which is the best website
pretty much
out there.
Yep.
Yeah. And I changed shortcut to Arrow Season 4, and it's them all, looking all harried.
Yeah, I saw that the Reddit, the Arrow Reddit changed over to Daredevil. They decided that was their new show.
I mean, they have to know, right?
Yeah, come on.
I mean, they have to. Apparently, they had a completely... The rumor is they had a whole bunch of different stuff written for this past season, but then DC and Warner Brothers told them they couldn't use it because they made the Suicide Squad movie. So
that makes a lot of sense because
we're taken off the table.
Don't you think that makes sense? Because the Suicide Squad was on the TV show a couple seasons ago.
Yeah.
I feel. So yeah, I could see that actually happening. I bailed on both of those shows. I mean, it was just, I would spend the entire show, Mrs. Chibi and I would spend the entire show just making fun of the show as we're watching it. Right.
So, of course, Arrow's way of getting her out of mind control is saying, snap
Shoot
out of
her
this.
With an arrow.
You're stronger than this.
Dang it. I like my version better.
Yeah.
Yeah, he should have just shot her with an arrow.
Shoot her in the knee. Get her attention.
At least that would have been like a fun internet reference.
Yeah.
Took an arrow to the knee.
I know.
She could have said something like, "I'll help you fight, but I took an arrow to the knee." And then people on the internet would go, ha.
Instead of hating the show.
Exactly. Instead it was, "You're stronger than this."
No, I'm telling you, Lucifer is much better than both of those shows. Probably twice as good.
You're not setting a high bar.
I know. It seems like the show would suck, and it surprisingly does not suck. It'll probably get canceled, but I'm telling you, it's
good. I'm pretty sure it was renewed.
Oh, that's great. The guy is really likable as Lucifer, somehow. He's magical, Wombat. He's magical.
Like me?
Yes. I also started, oh, somebody wrote in here, Shanafan, and he wanted to know if we watch Game of Thrones, and I'm the only one who watches it.
You watch it.
And I just started watching After the Thrones, which is HBO's own post-game.
Oh, after show?
Yeah. It's like, you know, it's like two, I think they're like podcasters or something. They seem like it anyway. But it was really good. I watched the most recent episode, and I was totally into it. It's very nerdy, and I don't know. After the Thrones is good, but you guys don't give a shit. So, how about kind of read this, bitches? I have a question for you, Shipwreck. From Jon Snow.
I know him.
He asks, does G.I. Joe belong in the Hasbroverse or not? Does Shipwreck want to see the Joes interact with those other IPs?
Okay, so this is in reference to, you know how there's the Hasbro Cinematic Universe now?
Mm-hmm.
They just, IDW just announced that they are going to be bringing that to comics as well, where all the Hasbro licenses commingle in one universe. I don't know. I don't want them. I'm fine with it as long as the mainline G.I. Joe comic doesn't like get sucked into this. Like, if there's a different standalone G.I. Joe comic that is interacting with Mask and Transformers and everything, that's fine, but not the main, like, the main line storyline that's been going on since the 80s.
Yeah, it's too much. You don't need all that shit.
I mean, I read the G.I. Joe Transformers, but that's a totally, like, it's a fun comic. It's not anything that's canon or anything.
And it's separate.
Right, separate. Don't mess with the main stuff. Just make something new.
Yeah.
That's okay. I mean, then everybody wins, right?
Yeah. Which I would be really surprised if they just took Larry Hama off of G.I. Joe or made him go in this direction with Transformers. Because it's not really his thing.
I see.
But I believe the writer of G.I. Joe is a former Yu-Gi-Oh! Writer. The new G.I. Joe.
The G.I. Joe movie?
No, the G.I. Joe, the new crossover comic that's coming out with it.
Oh, okay. I didn't even know that they'd named a writer yet for it.
Yeah, if I was good, I'd remember his name because I saw the post because, you know, I still follow most of those people. But yeah.
I'm fine with that then. If this is G.I. Joe, like, fun time, that's fine.
Like those Hanna-Barbera comic books?
Fun time?
Which ones?
The new ones, the new Hanna-Barbera comic books.
Oh, the Scooby thing?
The Scooby one. Have you seen the Wacky Racers comic book?
Yeah, it's bad too.
That looks crazy. And the Flintstones just look weird.
Did you pick up Civil War 2?
No. The only comic I bought that's new is that was DC Rebirth, which we talked about last week. And I'm just, if it's not on Unlimited by Marvel, I'll just wait. I'll wait it out.
We can wait to discuss that then, I guess.
Yes.
What device are you reading that on? The Unlimited.
I actually, sometimes I'll just read a comic book because I don't go out for lunch. So when I'm at work, I'll eat my lunch and read a comic book on my computer at work.
Oh, in the browser?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably a good way to do it.
I signed up for the trial of that Comixology Unlimited as well.
How's that going?
It suits me fine because it's all, I mean, it's got all the IDW stuff, which is all the Hasbro stuff. I haven't figured out, like, it doesn't have the newest stuff, obviously, but it has quite a bit on there. So it's for free so far, it's great.
Right. Find out if they have any Japanese language stuff.
I can check.
Yeah. For a tie. How about some new releases?
Sure. I was hoping to actually have played some of this this Dead Island Definitive Collection that came out for PS4 and Xbox One. They sent over a code for the PS4 version.
Uh-huh.
And I was going to play it and booted up my PS4, and then my PS4 went into rest mode. And every time I booted up my PS4, then for an hour, it would immediately, like seconds after me signing in, it would go back into rest mode. So after troubleshooting this for like an hour and a half, I finally get it fixed tonight. I had to go into safe mode and restore to factory default settings.
Oh.
And now
so you have to like re-download everything?
No, I don't think so. I think it just reset all of like the options, like the basic settings.
Wi-Fi stuff too and like that?
Yeah, Wi-Fi stuff and everything.
Okay, so yeah, that's not that bad.
That's not, if that was all it was, this is pretty simple. It was just going through all the different other steps because people were giving me all kinds of different suggestions online because I could not find an answer for why it was doing this. I don't think anybody knows.
It's obviously tired. It wanted to rest.
It's not a great feature to just not immediately enough RAM. Shut itself back off.
Mm-hmm. Neo will fix this.
That's what I got to the point last night, like after an hour and a half of messing with it. I'm just like, should I just unplug this and wait?
Right. How long do I have to wait for to have a PlayStation if I just put this in the closet now?
So, but there's a Dead Island Definitive Collection that has Dead Island and Dead Island Riptide, and then that new 8-bit Dead Island game as well. So, $40. I'm interested to check it out because I think those games look pretty fantastic to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And I played them on PC, but I just want to see what they look like on these.
I've never played a Dead Island game.
I think you might like it. It's very much Oblivion style, but with co-op
and in modern times,
right?
And with zombies,
pretty much the same thing.
Yeah,
pretty much exact same game.
Well, there are zombies in Oblivion.
All right, good.
More suitcases in Dead Island,
But there are chests in Oblivion.
There's probably about 40 suitcases for every chest.
Sounds like my college days. I don't know what that means.
All right. What other new releases are there besides Wombat's college days?
Arcade Archives on PlayStation 4. Formation Armed F.
Nope. Oh, FAF, you mean?
Yeah, FAF. You know what is FAF?
Nope, don't know that one.
It's a shmup. It looks pretty good, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Great. How much again, is it? It says price TBD.
I don't know. Those games are all like $6.99, $7.99, aren't they?
Yeah, it sounds about right. Did you see that they announced, and I'm sidetracking, they announced the Atari collections that are coming out for next-gen consoles?
Yep.
No. Tell me.
And that they're coming out in two different volumes at the same time? Like they're Guns N' Roses or something?
These are Atari 2600 games?
These are Atari 2600 games that apparently... they're so large that they need two discs.
They have to cut them up into two separate games.
Yeah, because, I mean, those games took up a lot of space.
Sure. Well, now they're in...
Just sell it on one disc. Even if you did it for one disc for $40 as opposed to two $20 discs, why?
What? Who's looking to play Atari games now?
I don't buy that. I'll and BY two volumes at one time. It just seems like such a poor decision.
Shipwreck's like, me, hello.
Right. I would be interested if it was everything on one disc or one download. But
well, you don't like it because they cut it up in two? That's why you don't like it?
I don't like it because they cut it up in two because it seemed like a really good... like at first, I just saw the one at $20. What's so I'm like, oh, that seems like a fun thing. Nostalgia may get me to buy that.
$40 is not fun.
But $40 is not
what
fun.
Is this called?
Like, well, this is Atari something.
It's not called Atari Collection. Atari something.
Atari something. Type in Atari Xbox One. It'll come up.
All right. I will do that. Flashback Classics. Volume 1, Volume 2.
The box art is pretty fantastic, though.
It is good. Does it have a lot of historical stuff in there or none?
I don't think there's a lot of information on it, right?
Legendary games.
It just says they each come with 50 games.
It tells you the
games. So 100 games for $40. So I guess that's not terrible. I don't even know.
The games, though.
But there's, again, it's still those games.
The idea of the games is a lot better than the actual games.
Which is why if it was 100 games for $30, I would totally do that.
If it came with a frame picture of this missile command thing, then I would buy it.
Just something. It seems like a misguided interpretation of something that should be awesome.
What's on the other one?
It's kind of like, how is Atari going to mess this up? Oh.
Right. Well, yeah.
They even put the better box art on volume 2, so you can't just buy volume
2. It's dumb. Why not just sell one thing for $30?
That's what I just said. Yes, we agree.
Why not? I mean, just why
more? Wait. This can't be right, right?
What?
Volume 2 says it has Centipede on it.
But the cover art.
But the cover of volume 1 has... Is that not? No, that's not Centipede. What is that game?
Anties and bees.
I don't know what game. There's a lot is of... that Crystal Castles? Or something like that?
It could be. I don't know. Let me know how the game is shipped. If it has the a lot of historical thing stuff. Yeah.
And some of the games are even like doubles. I know one is the regular version, one's the arcade version, but still. Super Breakout and Super Breakout Arcade is not two games. Jerks.
Right.
Jerks.
Oh, it is two games.
Don't be that person.
No, it is. Because that's like saying, like, Pac-Man's not on here, obviously. But
yes,
like
Atari is a very different game than Pac-Man Arcade. Right. I understand that. Right. I'm just saying, for all intents and purposes, you should only need Super Breakout Arcade.
Oh, I see. They're giving you
with like Atari version
as
like a bonus, but not as a separate game, not counting towards the 50. That's how they get you.
Maybe they'll sell a super pack with everything on one disc later.
They should. They should sell. Or like a digital collection, all 100 games for $30. That would be smart, especially if I don't have to close one version of the game and then open another to play the other games.
It is so dumb.
That's maybe there's just a disc swap that you can do. Like everything's on one menu, but when you try to select something, it says, please insert volume 2.
The other disc. Exactly. If it was the 100 games in one menu digitally, you have something there. That's kind of cool.
It's much easier to market, too, you would think. Yeah, you know? I mean, you could just throw the
I don't know.
Out.
I mean, we see how successful Atari's been in the last 15 years, so they obviously know more about this than we do.
Right. All right.
They will have twice as many games as Nintendo at E3.
With no lines.
That was the strategy here.
That'll be on the back of the box. What else we have for new releases? Anything?
Mm-hmm. I don't think much else, is there?
Mm-hmm.
We've kind of hit the lull before E3. I mean, you can play the new Mirror's Edge game, Catalyst, on EA Access, but that just happened today, so I don't think we've had a chance to try that yet, right?
No. I should download that, though, shouldn't I? I get my 10 hours.
Oh, that's why everybody's talking about it now.
Yeah.
I was like, everybody's getting these review copies. And I forgot about EA Access.
If I didn't have to work until too late, I would have done that already.
I play the beta, I guess. I mean, it was all right.
I never played. That's another game. Never played the first one.
It was all right.
I played a lot of it until I got to the gun part.
Yep.
Then I was like, yeah, this is going to be hard. Wombat.
That is me.
You know what's coming up really soon?
What's coming up really soon?
Father's Day.
What?
That's right. And you know what makes
I'm a father.
You are a father.
Isn't that shocking?
It's I try not to think about it actually. It might keep me keep me awake at night.
That's probably smart. You have children? That's all Simpsons. That's is it Ron Howard. I should find that one now.
Father's Day, Wombat. You know what makes a great gift for Father's Day?
BB-8.
Right. No, that's a gift. That's a great gift for your son for his birthday.
Yes. That's a children's gift.
Right. But it's hard to buy a gift for your dad because a lot of times they don't use what you buy them. But Harry's makes a great gift because you know that your dad has to remove the hair from his face. And, you know, if you buy him a nice razor from Harry's, he's probably going to use it. And they have a special Father's Day limited edition set Which, did they send you one, Wombat?
They did.
So you checked it out?
I did. It's gorgeous. It is the nicest set they've ever come out with, and I don't say that lightly.
Yeah, I mean, it comes in a separate box. I think this is the only set that they've ever sold that comes in its own separate sort of box. That's a presentation. It's not like built into the shipping box.
Exactly.
And the razor itself is this black matte finished razor, and it comes with a stand, which is a black matte cube, and you can get either the stand and the razor. You can get them engraved if you want. And it is really nice. I have it sitting up in my shower right now. I like the stand too.
Yeah, the stand is the best part.
If you could only shave with the stand,
then it would be perfect. No, it's, I mean, I don't have to, how many times I have to tell you how good the Harry's razor is. It is easily the best razor I've ever owned. There's no, we don't have to overtalk that.
Yes.
Yes. I can't say it enough. Get it. Get it for your father. Get it for your wife's father.
Yeah, he'll be.
Get it for your girlfriend's father. Get it for your father's father. If you know someone who's a father, or they're going to be a father, or they want to be a father, or maybe they're just a little farther away than you are, this is the perfect gift for them.
Yes, and if you go to harrys.com, you'll see the Father's Day shave set. It's $40. You can use coupon code CADCAST and get $5 off and free shipping if it's your first order from them. And I know that there's like a shipping cutoff for Father's Day. You have to order by June 9th. If you want to get it there in time and get the free shipping as well.
And if you want to be a little cheap, you could still get the Truman, the starter set.
Right, and just gift wrap that shit.
Yeah, for $15. It's that also, again, your father's going to be happy with that too.
Right.
And he'll even, so, you know, it really depends. How much do you love your father?
Right. Do you have a few extra bucks for dad? That's the question.
Exactly.
But he'll be impressed that you even took the time to discover that this thing exists.
And you won't even have to mention that you found out about it by listening to stupid podcasts.
And if you don't like your dad, just order one for yourself because they're pretty nice.
I agree.
You don't need to, they don't check to see actually if it's for your dad or if you are a dad. They let you order. Anyway, harrys.com, coupon code CADCAST. Thank you, Harry's. Wombats, news and stuff.
You're so confused.
I don't know where I am here.
It's the picture that I put in the outline.
Yeah, what is that? Off. Really? You have children. Thank you. Yeah. I had to scroll too far. So it's time for you, yeah, Wombat.
Let's talk about this. Shipwreck. Did you know that they announced a new Skylanders game?
I did. Imaginators.
But I thought Toys to Life was dead.
It's still limping along a little bit.
Hmm.
We don't know how many different characters they're making for this game yet. Did they announce that?
I think 20.
That's a lot.
Something like 20. Those are the senseis. The hook to this time around is you create characters and then save them to these crystals. And then you train them with the senseis or something.
Yes.
Oh, I'm down. We'll get to see it at E3. So
you have to own the character to get the parts to build the new character that you save in the crystal.
I think some of it's unlocked as you go along.
Okay.
You unlock new parts and everything like that. Similar to like how you would get hats and stuff as you played before.
And is this also the first version of Skylanders that won't be available on the Wii?
I don't know. I don't play it on that console. So
you haven't been keeping track of that?
No. I know that they're not putting out a iOS version this time.
That's interesting.
I that was always a like maybe this will stick, but at the same time, I don't know, it just didn't make sense because you have all these toys and I don't know, the iOS
dragging all those toys, right, around,
and they have that whole card based game now that they just launched, so
totes,
that's their portable one. But no, I'm still down for more Skylanders.
There you go.
All the old characters still work. So
I still have all my ones from the first game.
Disney's such a pussy. They couldn't really make that shit work.
It's not that they couldn't make it work.
They couldn't be bothered.
Yeah. It wasn't that it wasn't losing money, it just wasn't making them enough. Isn't that really the issue?
I don't know.
Well, they made too many Hulks. We all know that.
Yes.
They made too many of everything.
Yes.
Was the big... They lost some of the collectability factor on it. Like, you would walk into a store and it was like, oh...
Falling off the shelves. Oh my gosh,
they have Iron Fist or whatever.
They have five shelves of Iron Fist.
Right.
Literally, I have a picture of five shelves of Iron Fist.
Right.
Let me know if you want to see it.
Right. It was not the joy of going into the store and seeing what was there. You knew everything was there.
Right. Right. You knew just like, don't buy it until it's less than $8. Don't even think about buying one of these figures. Unless it's less than $8.
But there was also part of the reason why I liked Disney Infinity was I didn't have to worry about not being able to find the character I want. They just couldn't strike that balance.
Right. It doesn't have to be feast or famine, right?
Yeah. I don't want it to be, oh man, I really wanted an Iron Fist, but I missed it the one day they had it in store.
I didn't camp
out.
So
now I'm never going to get Iron Fist. So that kind of sucks too. Let's not.
Yes. Activision's, yeah. I guess, has figured out how to manufacture figures.
Yep, limit the appeal by creating characters no one knows. Then you only have to make three of everything because then really,
you're fine.
Who the hell
whatever
wants
you go to the
that?
Store and you buy. You're like, oh,
they got blue guy with stuff in his hands. It's my favorite.
Right, that's the worst. Like, my daughter, like, she loves just, like, picking up these figures, and she'll pick up a Skylander and, like, who's this? That's Birdman.
I don't know. It's Bomb Dude. Bomb Dude. Everyone loves Bomb Dude.
Yeah. Skylanders. Mm-hmm. But hey.
There's no... Skylanders has brand recognition as Skylanders, but really, who are the Skylanders that everyone's like, yeah, my favorite Skylander character is...
I can't name.
Tree Dude. I like the tree.
Well, people did. It's not the hotness anymore. But I guess it's doing fine enough.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Activision, I mean, they've got enough invested into it that they can ride it out until...
There's no money left.
It's no money
until left. We see Skylander with the guitar.
That's exactly how I was just going to say, until it's Guitar Hero. I'm still waiting. Like, I go to Best Buy every week after my table tennis lesson, and I do the same tour. I walk by the smart bulbs, the Philips Hue lights, to see if there are any unannounced sales. And the security cameras section there, the connected home section, they call it. And then I go by the video game section to see Guitar Hero and a Rock Band to see if it's reached my magic number yet, which I'm not exactly sure what that number is yet, but it's probably like has a two in front of it.
That's what it started at.
Yeah, but missing a digit at the end there. So yeah. I forgot what we were talking about, but
we finished talking about Skylanders.
Perfect.
I think this is this the last one. Do you think this is the last one, or do you think there's one more after this?
I mean, Activision could be really good. They may have this shit down, but maybe they're going to transition to Overwatch figures.
Isn't there a Skylanders cartoon in the works or something?
There's been a Skylanders cartoon in the works for like since they started the game. So I don't know what to tell you about
probably
that.
Not. It's probably going to be an Overwatch cartoon.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey guys, Overwatch.
Yep.
You still playing that?
I am. I'm playing it a lot. I'm playing it every day. And sometimes I do really well. Sometimes I do really shitty. And sometimes I like kick ass and it's an amazing feeling.
Who's your favorite?
Birdman? There's no Birdman.
Okay.
There's a bird woman.
The angel chick, right?
No, that's Mercy. That's the healer. That's one of the healers. I actually like...
She's like a bird, though. She's got wings.
She's got wings, but she's not a man. And I...
How do you know? How are you to judge?
Because I hear her voice and sounds like a woman. And she looks like a woman. A very attractive woman. Let me answer Shipwreck's question. I like to play as Lucio, I guess, who's the guy on rollerblades. Have you seen that guy?
I have.
He's like he's a support guy, so he can heal people and make them go faster. But he also has a cool gun that shoots sound waves. But coolest of all is he can rollerblade on the walls. So when you have like the speed boost on and you're rollerblading on the wall, it's really hard for the other team to shoot you. And you can really annoy the fuck out of them by just skating all around them. And then you can blast them off the side of the map with your like shotgun sound blast. So I really like him a lot. And he says one of his lines is, "You gotta believe." Which, you know, Parappa.
I understand.
You hate Overwatch so much.
I'm waiting for you to say something that makes me go, man, that does sound cool, but you haven't yet.
No, I mean, so I tell you, I play these matches and I don't know why I get so into it, because I've played games like Battlefront before and, you know, all these competitive multiplayer games, but this one, you can tell they really crafted it to be an esport, and it feels like you're playing sports when you play this. Even when I play it and it gets really close and you're watching the clock, I realize there's no story behind pushing some nameless car from point A to point B, but it does feel like I'm playing a sport with a team, and when I'm doing well, I feel like I'm carrying the team. If I'm doing shitty, I feel like I'm letting the team down. I get into it. I feel like my heart beats faster.
Now, could any of these feelings be due to the fact that you spend about 9 hours a day without any contact with any other human
being? No, because I'm not talking to them, really. There's not a lot of voice chat going on. Occasional text chat, but I wouldn't say there's a lot of contact there besides just seeing their characters on screen. No, I find it exciting. That's what I'm saying. But wait,
and a lot of people. So
yeah, I mean, they sold more than 7 million people have played Overwatch since the game launched. And Blizzard said that it's one of the most successful global game launches of all time, for whatever that means.
I don't know. Ask Kanye.
It sounds good. Let me ask you a question, though. Mm-hmm. So you know the game because you played the beta, and that's the whole game.
I did.
So you know that you're basically the only progression in the game is earning loot packs every time you level up, right? Mm-hmm. And you don't like that, right? I know that is something you don't like.
Not particularly, but
okay.
Yes.
So you also know that they sell the loot packs.
I am aware of that, yes.
So my question to you is, if the main progression in the game and the main motivation of leveling up and playing the game is to earn loot packs, then does buying loot packs sort of break the game? Or will that ruin your enjoyment of the game? Like, I'm afraid to buy a loot pack because when I level
then
up,
you're just taking the easy way out, and
yeah,
you're ruining the fun of playing. Well, take it from me. I've been playing a lot of this game on the iPhone called Disney Crossy Road.
Okay,
it's very popular.
Yes, I've heard of it.
Yes, and one of the hooks of the game is, you know, to collect coins to spin the wheel and hopefully unlock a new character.
Mm-hmm.
There's, I want to say, 185 characters in the game.
Okay, and this is very similar, since in Overwatch you're unlocking, you know, skins for characters.
Essentially mostly cosmetic.
Yeah.
Some of them have like different sound effects. It's essentially the same concept.
Got it.
You can buy coins to get, you know, as many spins as you want to get, you know, new characters.
Same exact thing as a loot box.
Yes, like. Or you could play the game and get coins.
Right.
I have never spent a dime in Disney Crossy Road, and yet somehow I've managed to unlock 110 of 185 characters.
Mm-hmm.
110 seems like a lot to me. So I would say that, and the thought of paying for the characters,
right,
I feel like would ruin the game. Like, what's the fun in it?
That's what I'm saying. Because, like, I mean, if this is basically what you're fighting for when you're playing Overwatch, is those loot boxes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the only thing you earn when you play.
Exactly. I am very proud of the 110 characters that I unlocked by playing the game and doing the missions that are in the game and all that silliness. I know it's a dumb free iPhone game, but, you know, when I'm on the train in the morning, it makes me happy.
Yeah.
So I'm with you. To actually spend money on the packs, it's why play? Why even bother playing the game at that point?
Especially, like, you know, you only get one pack every time you level up. So, you know, it takes a little bit of time to do that. I mean, it's not ridiculous, but you can buy. Now, if you spend $20, you get 24 loot packs. Think how much time it would take you to play and get 24 loot packs. I don't know. It just seems like that might ruin the game for me. I'm afraid to cross that bridge there. But I seem...
Also, you already spent money on the game.
I did.
It'd be one thing if it was like a free game and you wanted to like give them something for enjoying. But you're not. You're just giving them more money on top of the money you already gave them. So,
but even in like those free-to-play games, there's more stuff to the progression, right? Yes. Like you're leveling up and other things happen when you level up.
The progression in Overwatch seems to be a thin, tacked-on thing in order to get you to spend more money.
But that might break the game if you actually do spend the money. It might ruin the game for you.
It'll ruin it. So it's a sort of...
It's weird, right? Yeah. Don't you think it's weird? Yeah. I've been thinking about that. I don't know.
That's why the game sucks.
That's not what I was thinking. That was not my conclusion, but you're entitled to it.
Thank you. I'm glad that we finally have come to an agreement. The game sucks.
Right. One last thing. Lick Chan wrote in and wants to know when I'm going to get Overwatch on PS4. The answer is when they make my character, all my shit, cross-compatible. Not the gameplay, but my earnings, my skins and shit that I unlock. My unlockables. That's when I get it on some other platform. Let's talk about E3 for a minute, if we may.
That's like in a week and a half at this point?
Yes. This guy had a good joke. We all know the answer, but I just wanted to give him props on his joke by reading it. Sippy Cups writes in and asks, are all three of you going to E3 this year? Have you all cleared the wife boss fight this time? Get it?
Yeah, I get it.
All right, I thought that was funny.
It's very funny.
Wombat didn't clear the boss fight this time.
I did not. I will not be at E3.
He will not. This seems like if you're going to miss one, this might be an okay one to miss.
Yeah, I'll take off that Monday and I'll stay home and watch all the press conferences and live tweet and work and all it, that kind of fun stuff.
Work it on Twitter.
Yeah, like I did last year. People seem to really like it. Mm-hmm. Actually, I kind of like the perspective that we had as, you know, someone who isn't there and how they perceive it versus someone who is there and how they perceive it.
And
I thought it was it gave our coverage and an interesting perspective that other people did not have.
One with good internet coverage, internet connection. No,
yes,
it is good.
Yes.
It is
I was getting stuff up a lot faster than you. I remember that last year.
Of course. Shipwreck likes being there, he said.
Yeah.
It's fun to be there too. They both have their merits.
Exactly. I'll see Shipwreck in August. So.
Yes. Let's see. Yeah, Play BD wants to know, okay, prediction time.
Didn't we do this last week?
We made predictions on the prices?
Yes, but it's okay, we could do it again.
I didn't write it down, though.
Okay, then ask the question.
I don't think they're going to, are they going to announce prices? I don't think they're going to announce prices at E3.
Really?
It depends on when they're coming out.
I think they will.
PS4?
I think these are coming out pretty soon.
Okay, so Xbox is not, though. Xbox, no prices.
Yeah, and the Xbox Scorpio?
Oh, for the skinny one. For skinny Xbox, not Scorpio.
Oh, skinny Xbox is not a price cut. It'll be whatever the normal one is now.
$300?
I don't know. You get them for it seems like you can get them for $50 at this point.
Well, it's the Xbox One's got an official price drop already, so now it's officially $300.
And it comes with 17 games.
It comes with you own part of Microsoft when you buy it now.
Right.
I don't know. So you think, what's the slim one going to be? $350 or $300 with no games?
It'll be $300 with no games.
Yeah, that's what I think. You have to be. Reasonable. You have to. Yeah, you can't. If you want to sell them, sell any, you got to be at 300. But
PSV4K, that's a $500 one there.
Yeah, that's my guess. That's exactly what I was going to say.
And they can't screw this up again, can they, Xbox? They can't go in higher
$600
than that.
For
No, they're not going to announce that. That's too far away. They're not going to. They're going to be focusing on
That's officially
the slim.
Coming out a year from now, a year from fall. Is that what I was reading? Fall 2017 for the Scorpio? Or am I misreading? Because both things are very possible.
I I wouldn't say there's anything official yet, is there? Unless I missed it. I mean, these things haven't been announced yet.
Rumors. The rumors that I was reading was fall 2017. Does that sound
Why
possible?
Even announce it now then?
Because they have to. Because they got to take the steam out of the wind out of Sony sales.
Yeah, Steam is a different console altogether.
I was trying to, I couldn't get the that one's, metaphor.
Those kind of went away.
Steam machines. I had a link on here about that. The Steam machines. Where was that? Oh, because Ars wrote an article about how Steam machines is a failure.
Of course, yep,
which
was.
We talked about before they went on sale.
We talked about it the moment it was announced.
We did. Because and it played out exactly what we said. There was no marketing behind it. It just was put out there to
no,
sort of die.
No one knew who it was for.
It was
because it should have been for me, but it wasn't geared towards people like me.
There was nobody talking to you about it.
No,
they weren't speaking your language.
Nope.
This thing has the most RAM you've ever seen.
What? All the RAM?
All the fucking RAM, dude.
How do I buy one?
You've already did. It's on the way.
What? Oh, my God.
Oh. Yeah. That was a mistake. So, wait. I have my spreadsheet here. So, we said, this is, but we're all agreeing on the prices.
Yeah, I know. It's
That's lame. I don't know.
Okay, fine. I'll say $350 for the Slim. And I'll say $450 for the PS4K. Just to mix it up.
Just to make it interesting?
Yeah, just to make it interesting. If I'm wrong... We'll remember that I really don't.
Right, but
and if I'm right, it'll be like look at how smart.
So here's the funny thing. The funny thing is, I'd love to say that obviously these companies have learned that they can't really release a console for over $500 and expect to sell any decent number of them because it's happened two cycles in a row and fucked people over.
Do they have to with these though? These aren't the real consoles. These are the.
I get it. It's the Elite.
Yeah.
So you're thinking 600?
I think they might be 600.
Oh, for the teraflops.
Yeah. That's a lot of
teraflops. We're talking about for the Neo now, right?
Yeah.
We're talking now, Neo.
The Scorpio.
No, we're not talking about Scorpio.
I think the Neo might be $600.
Scorpio, I don't think they're going to announce a price at E3. I think it's too early. They can tease it. They can show, they can give information.
They're going to show like a close up of Master
end
Chief's
in a
butt
99.
Crack.
It's the price, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can talk they could probably hype it up. But no, there won't be any price or release date anything like that. No. Do you guys think there will be? Cuz I can put you down right here in the spreadsheet.
I have a good feeling for how far that thing is off. I know people. You were saying, Wombat, it's next fall, which is
that's what the rumors say. That's what the rumors say because they're focusing on the Slim now. But is Slim is that like a big selling point?
Why would the rumor get out for the Scorpio in the first place? Then it just seems like that's terrible.
Do you think so? No, I don't think it's a bad strategy because Sony's thing comes out. Sony's Neo comes out. Look, Sony's already winning. Okay. The Neo comes out, you know, people buy the Neo. Now, Microsoft has the message like, hey, our shit is faster than Neo. Now you have the old and busted stuff. Come check out the new hotness.
In a year.
$700.
Right.
But 4K Kinect camera. Come on. You know you want it. Just Dance 4K. It's going to be awesome.
My PS4 informed me that it did not have a camera hooked up to it when I restored my factory default settings.
And said, yep.
You should get one of those. They're on sale.
I'm good. I think
they're
I'm good.
They're on sale.
Great. It is fun that those little download things where you can interact with the environment and stuff. I forgot what it's called. They're like little studio stuff. And would like
you mean
it.
The only thing that they've released for that thing?
Yes, exactly. Don't worry though. VR is going to be a lot different. The thing that costs $500, yeah, it's gonna have a lot more games than the thing that costs $60. Where are we here? Okay, while we're talking about E3, I did want to applaud Nintendo for making the best out of a bad situation, because well, we're going to make fun of the fact they only have one game. They're going to have all these nice visuals of people queued up around the booth 10 times to play. Isn't it going to be like an hour and a half demo?
That's the rumor.
And that's just the thing to make a really long line.
And their floor space is the same as it always has been, which that's really, they have that carved out already with ESA. So they don't want to lose that floor space. So I'm sure they don't need it all this year, but they're not going to like let somebody else grab
it. Well, they'll need it to contain the line, right? Don't you think there's going to, I mean, obviously there's going to be a huge line for that, right? Aren't people thirsty for this? Or do they don't care because it's on Wii U?
Yeah, there's going to be a line. They'll make sure that there's a line.
I always like it because it takes people away from the rest of the show. I'm a big fan of these long lines, and especially if it's just one game. If it's all on one game that I don't necessarily care for.
An hour and a half demo, though. That's just overkill.
I know, but I love it. I like the strategy. It's a great strategy. How else do you make a line when you're only showing one game?
We go into these demos, and if it's just one game for an hour, I'm
like, why are we here for more than 15 minutes? Yeah. I mean, after 5 minutes, you hand the controller back. You don't need to play more than 5 minutes of anything. I mean, if you're a fan and that's why you're there, I get it. That's cool. And that's obviously what Nintendo is setting this up for, right? The guy who writes the video game column for Rolling Stone is not waiting on the line to play Zelda. So, yeah, good job, Nintendo. You're going to come off looking pretty good, I think. What else we got here? You talked about your PS4 fun. I think we wrapped that up. Nintendo, there are rumors about Nintendo NX that it's going to have, it will have VR support. Have you looked at this yet?
Good for that. Good for them.
Who cares? No one's going to buy this shit for a while. It's just not, it's going to be a while until this thing is adopted. It's going to be until it's not ski goggles. Got to evolve past ski goggles, and then mom's going to buy it. And then we can have VR porn. Think about it. You're not jerking off while wearing ski goggles that you can't see through.
We'll see at E3.
We'll find out. I have a feeling that appointment is just like they talk to you about the technology. You think they give you a box of tissues and some Vaseline and... they have a little booth for you to go into?
Close the curtain.
Close the curtain. Oh, because they don't even have a real booth. It's just like a table.
No, it's just that, yeah.
They ask you to go underneath the table. They have like the little curtain around the table. Oh. Let's make Thorbon do that. Don't we have to haze Thorbon since it's first E3? Or no? Is that illegal?
I think we could sign him up for it.
What else we got here? PC. AMD has a new GPU that's coming out for $200. It's powerful enough to run VR, not GR. Maybe GNR. That's cheap.
Sure.
It's very cheap.
Sure.
And now people are thinking, with a GPU that cheap, can't they stick that into a console, one of these new console redos, and we have like really powerful consoles here for a reasonable price? So now people are getting excited.
Hooray for people.
Yeah, I'm a Nvidia guy. So when I see AMD, I sort of zone out a little.
Fuck that shit.
Sort of, a little bit. Yeah, it's basically for $200, their card, I think, is as powerful as NVIDIA's 400-plus card. But, you know, their new shit's coming out, too. It's a whole fucking battle. At number 83 writes in and asks if any of us have ordered the GTX 1080 yet, so I can stop struggling with SLI. I'm going to hold... You can't even order it. You have to be a sharpshooter to hunt these things down at this point. They just don't have enough of them out there, and I'm not paying above retail price, and I'm not really in a rush either. So, no. Shipwreck, did you buy one and not tell me about it?
No, I did not.
You didn't. I had a feeling.
On that.
We talked about how we were right about the Steam machines. What's going on? My browser is like, I can't scroll on the outline. Can you guys look at the outline?
Yep.
We're up to the tag bag.
I know, but I can't read it or do anything. Hold on.
Would you like me to do the first one?
While I reload my browsers and shit.
Sure. Frisky Tanuki has to say, do you guys think you could ever do a whole episode of the CADcast without any snark? One thing I've noticed about a few of the podcasts I follow is that the hosts are more focused on getting snarky jokes in response to every topic rather than use genuine opinions that makes them less interesting to listen to, since the internet has far too much of that stuff as it is. So I was curious if you have ever thought about that aspect of the way you approach the show. If muting Wombat for the vast majority of the show would solve most of the problems, that would be a suitable substitute. Thanks.
Sick burn.
No, it's what kind of fucking asshole asks a question about snark and then ends it with snark?
Maybe it wasn't snark. Maybe that was his honest opinion.
No, that's snark. That is by definition snark.
I will say this. I feel like we're a lot less snarky than we used to be. I mean, look, we've been doing this for a long time. And
10 years, almost 11.
We've, we've learned things as we've gone through the years. And I feel like we're less snarky overall. And when we are snarky, I feel like we call each other out on it more than we used to, right? Like when Wombat hates on Overwatch, I don't just let him get away with it. I make him bring up, concrete details.
Most of that is just to annoy you.
Right. But the point is, I don't let you get away with it. And just like you wouldn't let me get away with something if you disagreed with it. We're not looking to just make fun of everything. No. I'm pretty, I make sure that we don't do that, actually. I think about that.
Do you?
I actually do.
Do you? Does it keep you up at night?
No. But I think, I think about like back in the day when we would make, when I would make like, comics and stuff and graphics and making fun of things and I don't know, snarky things.
Sure.
Not necessarily.
I mean, Twitter
before. Yeah, but like a while ago. You're not necessarily proud of those snarky things all the time, so it doesn't all have to be snarky.
You'll wake up the next morning, you're like, I shouldn't have done that, and it maybe doesn't even amount to anything, but it's just like
right,
you just kind of feel bad that you did it. It's not worth it.
As you get older, that's what happens.
Right.
Yeah.
I like making people laugh.
Right.
Keep trying.
you might get there. Yeah. At Forrest Bates writes in, I fixed my shit, by the way.
I see that.
He says, I want to hear your all's take on that Fable CCG. Good news, Wombat. You heard that there's a new Fable card game coming out?
I saw it, and it's, what's funny is I saw that, I watched the Kickstarter video, and I saw that they had started making it before Lionhead closed, and I mean, they would have had to have been very prescient to have thought of that before Fable Legends, but if they had released the Fable collectible card game before Hearthstone was on the market, we'd be having a very different conversation about Lionhead right now.
You think?
Yeah, because it looks like a decent game. It looks like it has some interesting stuff to it. I mean, yes, that game is a result of Hearthstone, so it's sort of, I'm talking about a hypothetical situation that would never occur.
Right, but Wombat, you, you more than anyone else want them, to make just a regular Fable game. You're not looking for chess game.
You know why I like the card game better than Fable Legends? Is the card game feels different enough where it feels like an in-between.
Yeah, but you're not looking for Fable Legends. Nobody was looking for that either.
Yeah, Fable Legends was too much of a game. It was too much of a, running around and hitting things. Where if I'm running around and hitting things in the Fable universe, I want it to be a Fable game. But a collectible card game is a different enough genre where I don't feel like I'm not getting a Fable 4 somewhere down the line.
Right. Well,
you realize there's been more non-standard Fable games than Fable games.
Fable games, point, I know. Right? They made that. They made too many weird ones.
Kinect games.
That Fable Heroes game, is that what it was called? The one with like the doll?
The Sack Boys?
Yeah.
There was that some sort of like card game or something that was an Xbox Live Arcade game.
That was free, though, and that got you stuff in Fable 3. That was what they did.
Yeah, it's still a different game, though.
Yeah. Yeah, it's still a different game, but it was a promo for Fable 3.
Right. I'm just laughing because I'm looking at this next question. I'm wondering why I put it on here.
I don't know either. I saw that too.
I'm going to read it just because you should.
Because you want to be snarky?
No, you should know what people are thinking who listen to the show, and maybe we have an answer for them. At Reclusive Racer asks, do you as a commentator of the video game industry, its products, and practices feel the responsibility to inform your community consumers of such corruption in this industry you cover? By the way, I'm not suggesting there currently is corruption. However, if there were, how would you answer the question? Thank you, guys. Keep up the great work.
I don't understand the question.
He's saying if you saw something that you saw that you deemed to be corrupt or wrong, go on at, let's say, behind the scenes at E3, or you hear something, would you bring it up on the show and bring it to light? I think is what he's asking. Right, Chip? Is that a good interpretation?
That sounds fine.
I mean, I think we do this all the time, right? Don't, I mean, we're constantly.
Yeah, we're not holding to anyone.
No, we don't hold back, I don't think. I think if anything, we err in the other direction.
It's probably why Warner Brothers doesn't return our invites.
Warner Brothers, and what was the other one? Ubisoft.
Ubisoft, that one, don't say anything bad about them. We're still working on that.
Okay. And what about...
Corruption. That's corruption right there. Right.
Corruption. Yeah, this is how the shit goes down.
Have you played the new Assassin's Creed? C'est magnifique.
Right. Oh, yeah. That's like game of the year right there. Shit. Assassin's Creed. What was that one again?
Assassin's Creed.
Assassin's Creed. What? Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's really
Chronicle,
good.
Chronicle thing.
Bellissimo. Isn't that Italian?
Aren't you just doing the Polio string cheese commercial right now?
Hold the crust.
Hold the crust? No, that's not it.
No, it's give me a pizza with nothing.
Nothing? No, nothing? I don't know. But where are we here? At Coke Logic asks, do you think the PS Neo gets a spec boost based on the rumored Xbox Scorpio specs? With PS Neo assumed to be released in October, ready for VR, how do you think this influences Xbox Scorpio's 2017 release? So these are two questions. Are they going to change the PS Neo based on the Xbox rumors? No, that's probably already like a done deal, right?
It may be too late for that, is what.
But maybe not. Maybe, well, I don't know.
Oh, huh?
When is October?
Oh, wow.
It'd be tough at this point to change.
But
it.
Would they consider pushing back the release?
No,
they wouldn't.
No, because they have to have it ready for VR.
Yeah.
Oh, VR is coming. Ugh, fucking VR. That's gonna kill them. That could be, like, think about it. That could really fuck them a little bit. Making these boxes, if they're making this Neo for VR, if that's the primary motivator to get those things out there at the end of this year, I don't know. It doesn't seem like it's helping them a lot, does it? Like, do they need either of those two things right now? VR or Neo?
No.
Seems like
we're successful. Let's ruin it.
How can we make this more confusing and expensive for our customers?
I'm pretty sure Sony must be run by Jews. Jewish moms. We're successful. How do we make this terrible?
Right. It is. I don't know. Like, what's the motivation here?
I don't know.
When you're winning, I understand. Like, when you're losing, you gotta like.
It's like a plot
of
a.
It's Sony's MO, though. Not to set themselves up for failure, but. If they can do something,
just do it. If it's hard,
they just do
get
it.
Get that hardware out there and fuck it.
I, that's what their company's always been built on.
Yeah.
Remember beta?
Well, I don't know. I mean, people are pretty hyped up for VR.
The mini disc.
Keep telling me about all the games that are coming. And all right. I mean, we'll see. We'll see. But where else are we? Oh, what was the second part of his question? Will the PS, with Neo being ready for VR in October, how does that influence the Scorpio's release? I'm sure that the whole PS Neo, do you think the Neo is a response to Xbox, or the Scorpio is the response to the Neo? Because Microsoft came out and said, remember, like Phil Spencer came out and said, oh, we should see these incremental changes in console hardware. It's not going to be like the old days. And then he went back on saying that, like really like a week later or less.
Right. And at the same time, Sony was saying stuff like around that same time.
But why would he take it back and then like say something, take it back, and then do something that proves that what you said the first time was in fact what you really meant?
Stockholders.
It's just so weird.
Because if your statement says something that affects the stock in a negative way, you have to say the exact opposite to bring the stock back up, even if what you said was the truth. That's called business.
That's so weird.
It is weird.
I don't know. It's making me dizzy.
Well, sit down.
I can't.
We all know you're standing.
I am standing.
I know.
I don't even have a chair in here anymore.
I could see you.
You can't. The camera's on the floor, looking up at the ceiling.
Not the cameras that I put in your house.
Oh.
What?
At Krabby854 asks, do you guys think VR will fail overall, or do you all just personally not like VR?
It has nothing to do with like or dislike of VR. I just don't think the current iterations of VR are worthwhile.
I don't know that they're not worthwhile. I don't think it's a great consumer product slash experience.
That, yes.
That's not the same thing as worthwhile.
Okay.
Because there's people who, you know, are just so enamored with the technology that that's nothing for them to spend $600 and plus a beefy computer or PlayStation or whatever, just to have that experience. But I don't know, but for the majority of people,
I can't remember if I said something about this last week or if I just tweeted it or what, but like, I was just thinking like, if you ask somebody to name their like top 10 most anticipated games going into E3, how many people have a VR game in that list?
Right. Because like
does porn count?
It's porn is not a game. Well, Matt, porn is serious business.
It is.
I mean, like we always said, that you're not going to see these AAA games as VR games. There's not going to be a AAA exclusive VR game because there's no way for it to recoup its investment. And so you get these other games, which are smaller games, and they might be fine games, but they're not the big title AAA games that get people's attention, that get people's talking, that gets people to buy $600 game add-ons. In a wide market, it's going to be a sort of a niche purchase at this point for people. So yeah, I think it's not going to fail overall. Eventually, they're going to figure out how to do it, but it's not going to be a mainstream product for several years. It's just going to be like maybe your friend will have it, but you know, you're not. They're not going to be an Assassin's Creed VR game in the near future.
Actually, I think there might be.
Well, a small one, maybe. Like, you know, like they make those like Chronicles games.
Yeah, but Ubisoft is, I mean, they're one of the companies also that is always right on board with new products.
How do you mean?
They're willing to put Rabbids out there. Like, I think they have VR games in development for PlayStation VR.
Right, but it's not going to be Assassin's Creed. It's not going to be a real AAA game, right?
No, not quite, I would guess, with them.
Yeah, I don't see anybody sinking in, you know, $80 million into, or $160 million into a VR game at this point in 2016.
Isn't everybody tired of talking about VR already?
I know I am. I stopped listening like 10 minutes ago.
Pretty much. All right. One last question, then we'll wrap it up. At King Cox, right? So he got me to say King Cox. Good for him. Whatever happened to Minor Nelson? His CadCast interviews were hilarious, and his ability to make fun of Wombat was great. Did he make fun of you on the CadCast?
When he was on the show, yeah.
I don't remember that.
Oh. He still does occasionally.
Makes fun of you?
Yeah. All in good fun. He's, you know, we're friends.
Yeah, he's a game. What does he do? I know he travels around and gives speeches about the game industry.
Yeah, he travels all over the world. Every time I see him, he's in a different country.
Right, like, you know, exotic country, not like, yeah, you know, Canada. I'm talking Mexico. No. So he's like a consultant, or he's I don't know, marketing? I don't know what he does. I should look at his Facebook page sometime.
Yeah.
But he's doing well. He's doing well is the point.
Exactly. He's doing well. He's very happy. He has a very attractive family. So there you go.
What does that matter, what his family looks like?
I don't know.
That's such a weird thing to say.
Everything's well put together. No, it's a compliment.
I don't know, it seems so superficial.
Well, I'm a superficial guy.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that about you.
Yes. I meant attractive in a broader sense, not looking.
On the inside, you meant?
Yes.
Ah, of course.
They look horrible on the outside.
Well, I didn't want to say that.
Ghastly, I think, was the word he wanted. Yeah. All right, we must be very tired. Did I tell you that I chaperoned a school trip today?
Why?
Because I can.
I know, it's a joke.
It was great. I loved it.
I've done it.
It's amazing. It's, I'm doing it again next week. I'm so lucky that I'm able to do this. I mean, of course I'm going to do it.
Yeah. So where'd you go?
We went to the Festival of Cultures in a park in Bayside.
Seems far away.
It was very close, actually.
Okay.
It was farther for me because I went to two other parks first before I found the actual park that I was supposed to be at.
Oh, you didn't just like go on the bus with the kids?
Excellent chaperone skills.
No. The parents had to meet the kids at the park.
Well, that stinks.
And I thought like I was going to, you know, I thought I was really on top of it. I looked up the park ahead of time. I found like exactly where I was going to park on Google Maps. I programmed it into my nav ahead of time. And it turns out that it was at Alley Park, not Alley Pond Park. And Google Maps and my car's nav don't have any Alley Park in there. They only have Alley Pond Park. It was very hard. But I did get there, and I got there just at the right time, so everything worked out.
I just find it odd that you couldn't just go to the school and hitch a ride on the bus. But
for this one, yeah, I don't know why that is. It must be. It's probably an insurance thing.
Well, last time I did it, that's what I did.
I don't know why. Mm. Not allowed. I mean, look, I follow instructions except for the directions.
No, I believe you that it wasn't allowed. I'm just saying it's weird. That's all.
I agree with you.
Okay.
But it was very fun. And one of the kids in my group said it was the best field trip ever. And it was all because of me. They didn't say that part, but that's what I heard. And I said, Ty, did you hear that? You know, what's her name said it was the best field trip ever.
And then Ty said, yeah, but she falls on her head a lot.
He was like, yeah, but, you know, we don't go on that many trips or, you know, something like that. All right, well, I think it's time to wrap it up and thank everybody for listening and remind them to go to harrys.com and check out awesome Father's Day gifts, awesome shaving tools at a great price. You'll be very impressed. Go to harrys.com. Use coupon code CAGCAST to get $5 off your order and free shipping. It's very nice. Follow us on Twitter, at GPD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck, at Video Game Deals. And what's Thorbon's Twitter? It's probably like Thorbon3, right? Let's see. Because people may want to follow him for his E3 coverage since he's coming. Yeah, it's at Thorbon3. Because he's going, and it might be interesting to see what like a new blood thinks before we dash his dreams of glory. So yeah, thanks for listening. See you next time.
Fred's done.
Hey, Fred, give me a pizza with extra cheese.
Extra cheese.
And hold the tomato sauce.
Hold the tomato sauce.
And hold the crust.
Hold the crust. Hey, Jimmy, give me a cheese with nut.
Nothing.
Now you can have the best part of the pizza without the pizza. Polio string cheese, all natural, individually wrapped cheese snacks.
Is this what you want?
Bellissimo. Magnifique.
C'est bon.
Try Polio string cheese. It's the best part of the pizza.